this is something I knew I was going to have to do for over a year now. And you try to wait and make sure the time's right and you handle everything in the right way. And you ask God to help you. And the other day I was going along and he laid it on me that it was time and started trying to show me how to go about it. And I don't know if it's, I can't do this in just one Sunday. I'm sure of that. He let me know that. And if it be the Lord's will, we'll try to go a little further with it maybe next week. But you're probably going to think I'm crazy when I tell you what's on my heart, but and that's okay. You won't be the first ones ever thought I was crazy. But Jesus Christ is God. And you say, well, okay, we know that. I don't know about y'all, but for me, when I think of God, the first thing I think of is, what do you think of? I think of the Father. Is that not natural when somebody, if you hear somebody say Lord, you think of Jesus. I do. You think of somebody, you read in the scriptures and you see God, or you think somebody mentioned God, you thank God the Father. We don't ever thank God the Son or God the Holy Ghost. And may look at the Holy Ghost sometime, but Jesus Christ is God. And I wish I could see, y'all could see y'all's faces looking at me. But he is. And we need to recognize that. We need to recognize him for who he is. I pray that the next couple of weeks so we can bring out some stuff to do with this. That'll be a help to somebody. Before I get started, I want to read one verse that don't have nothing to do with our subject, but just I pray that we can all come to agreement. For as much as many, Luke chapter 1, verse 1, for as much as many have taken in hand and set forth in order the declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Surely. When we get done with this in the next two or three weeks, whatever how long it takes, if God permits for us to do it, I may not be living next week. I know I got to do this today. Surely we'll be able to believe. I think this is something not only us as Baptists ought to be able to believe, but I think if you consider yourself a follower of Christ, then you'll have to be able to believe this. All right. We're going to start in John chapter 1. And saying Christ is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. You remember in Genesis chapter 1 and 1? In the beginning, God made the heavens and earth. I want you to know Jesus Christ was there, the same, and everything was made by Him. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came as a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That light was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he came into his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave power become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and he beheld his glory and the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and of truth. And I want to go over here and take one more scripture, and then we'll try to move on and try. I hope what we can prove today that Jesus Christ is God. I realize the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, they all have particular offices. I realize him being the Son of God and God being his Father, but I want you to realize when he was conceived, he was conceived of the Holy Ghost. So God came by the way of the office of the Holy Ghost to conceive his Son. So every one of them's got a particular office, but all of them are the Godhead, and they all work together as one, and they all are God. Over in Matthew it said, "Behold, a virgin shall which be with child shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." So I believe we can find now, we've looked at enough that we understand that Jesus Christ is God. And I pray today that we can understand that he has all the things that God the Father has. He has the ability that God the Father has. And we don't never need to underestimate Jesus Christ and who he is and what he is capable to do. People did in the past, and I'm afraid we still do today. We don't recognize him for what all he's able to do. We're going to go here, and we're going to go just a little further, and then we're going to get in what we're going to preach on today. And then I pray next week we can go a little further in this. But 1 John chapter 5 said, "For there are three that bear witness." This is verse 7, 1 John chapter 5. "There are three that bear witness record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." And what I pray is today that we can see that they are one. One is no lesser than the other, nor one is no more important than the other. The Holy Spirit, we often recognize the Holy Spirit as a thing. I want you to know the Holy Spirit is God. We talk about the Holy Spirit just coming by, passing by, just something that Jesus talked about the wind, and sometimes we treat it that way. We treat the Holy Spirit as just like the wind, but listen, it's God. Amen. And we need to recognize the Holy Spirit for what it is too. That ain't where our thought is today. Our thought is on Jesus Christ. But I want us to understand something. He is God. And when we get a grasp on that, I pray it'll help us in two or three next week or the next week, how long this takes to understand where my thought is coming from and why I must lay out this ground for us to be able to get a hold of it and know it's the truth, and it can't be nothing but the truth. It ought to be something that every one of us should agree on. It ought to not be something we should argue over, debate. It ought to be nothing like that. I want you to realize how Jesus, when he prayed over in the chapter of John and the 17th verse, he said, and the glory which thou have givest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one." I want you to know God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are one. I want you to understand there's no lesser in any of them. They're all God. So I pray for me anyway. I don't know about you. I can't say you. But when I hear God, I don't automatically always just thank God the Father. I want you to know Jesus is God. The Holy Ghost is God. And they are one. I'm going to read one more, then we're going to go try to get into it. Philippians chapter 2. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And you say, well, Brother Jeff, now how are you going to prove that he is equal with God? Where are you going to go and show us that he done the works of God? And I can show you many places, but I want to tell you the one he gave me the other day. Going down the road, I ain't going to lie to you. I don't like, Sheila says I talk about it too much. She said, you'll talk about it to anybody about you running. We was at a Christmas function, and her nephew had started running. I asked him how far. She said, you have to know how far anybody can run. Well, if we was deer hunting, I'd want to know how big a deer they kill. I just talk about what I relate. If y'all don't know it by now, I've related what the Word of God by coon hunting. I've related it by deer hunting. I've related it by fishing. Whatever I think I can relate the Word of God to people and they'll understand it, that's what I'm going to use. That's called a parable. Jack Hoskins up Lafayette says it's a parable of Jeff Likens. I don't know. I want you to understand. I want you to get it. But that ain't got nothing running. But I was running when he gave me the thought. And I was asking him, Father, how do you go about this? And he began to lay it out to me. And in about 3 miles there, he laid out. I heard Brother Marty when he was teaching other night to the Thursday night, he talked about him being on the tractor and how it went on the tractor. A lot of times we go through that what God's laid on our heart, and we meditate, and he tells us how we need to go about things. And I always, the main thing for me is, Father, help me not be a jerk. That's what I pray more about than anything. Help me not to act like I know more than anybody else, because I don't. That's the reason I've had to. I want to tell you, this is something that's been on me. I've known for a year that I was going to have to do this, and I knew I was going to have to do it here. And I want you to know it troubled me. But listen to me. I've known for a long time this day was coming on this subject, but I know in my heart that I've got, just like I mentioned earlier, if we don't follow God, if we're more concerned about what a man thinks about us, and I ain't going to bring out nothing that I think's heresy or anything like that, but I have to preach my convictions, not yours. And you preachers, you can believe things however how you want to see them, but I have to do the same thing. And that don't mean we have to fall out. That don't mean anything like that. But I have to preach my convictions. And I have to preach what I believe the Bible overwhelmingly teaches. And so that's what I try to do. And you say, well, so far this ain't been. Before this is over, there's going to be some of you that's going to probably have a little hard time. I pray you will open up. I pray it. I open our minds and hearts. I told Brother Barry last Sunday evening with him and him. I love spending time with that man. He is so much smarter than me. And so much wisdom. I told him about some scriptures. I said, Brother, I've been wrong about. And we talked about it, and I had been. And I want you to know that ain't got nothing to do with this. But when you get to where you think you know it all, and you can't be told you're wrong, then you'll never learn anything else. And I want you to know, when you get to the point, I don't care who you are, that you get to the point that you ain't willing to admit you're wrong. When somebody shows you by the Word of God, the truths of God, and you can't accept that and accept you've been wrong, then you're wrong and you can't be a help to nobody, much less God. Mark chapter 2. Very, very familiar scriptures. And again, he entered into Capernaum. And after some days, it came to noise that he was in the house. And straight many Straightway many were gathered together, and inasmuch as there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. In other words, there was four carrying him. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof and were where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts, "Why doeth this man to speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Listen to me now. And immediately when Jesus perceived his spirit, that they reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, "Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it easy to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or say, 'Arise and take up thy bed and walk,' but that ye may know that the Son of Man," listen, "have power here on earth to forgive sins." He said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way to thine house." I listen, in the commission, Jesus said, "All power's given to me in heaven and in earth." I want you to know, when we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. They are all one. We don't put one higher than the other. And he said he had power to forgive sins. And I want you to know, they asked the question, "Who is this man?" And he is making himself equal with God. And I want you to know, I read to you a minute ago, he found it not robbery to be equal with God. And I believe that's what it's talking about. They had a problem with it. They had a problem with him being God. Brother Lyon mentioned this morning about some of them said he never would even say, but he did say he was. They asked him, they said, "If thou say you are the Son of God," and that's why he crucified him. He said, "I am." And I want you to know, that's the only thing they can find guilt in him. But he said, "Me and the Father are one." I want you to realize today, he's God. And we don't need to make him no lesser than what he is. I can't go. It just ain't no way we can go where I want to go today. If we do, I'll never be able to do it. And I'll never be able to do it in a way that you'll see it. And I want you to see it. And I want you to believe it, because it's the truth. But I want you to realize today, he's God. Everything, he made everything. He is everything. He's able. We say it all the time. I don't want to get into that. I'm not here about running nothing down about what I've said, you've said, or anything like this. I just want the truth. That's all I want, is the truth. He's God. I just don't really know if I can go any further with it today. It may be all we do. It might have been just 10 feet. I don't know. It don't matter to me. I know he said, "Do it this way." I was going down the road. He said, "You do it this way. You give them this much of it, and then you let them chew on that a week. And then you give them this much more of it, and you let them chew on that. And hopefully next week we can get done, because my nerves won't hold it for 2 or 3 weeks. I want this to be something that we understand, and I understand more clearly.
And I pray that we'll get this and we'll understand what he is and put him for what he is and how important he is. Make him no less, no more, but make him for what he is, and he's God. I'm thankful. We see things says all the time, Jesus saves, and I believe he does. I'm thankful that he dwells in me. God dwells in me. I'm thankful he dwells in this church. And he come to us in the way of a comforter, and he's with us. And God is with us. And he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And we'll get into that more later, but I'm going to quit right there before I get over in a place he told me not to go. That's it for today. But listen to me. They didn't see him. They thought it was wrong for him to be considered equal with God. They didn't see him as God. And I want you to know a lot of times today we still don't see him as God. And if you don't believe me, go back to what I started with, what I said to start with. When you hear the word God, what do you think of? It's automatic, ain't it? Is it automatic to you? It is me. When you hear the word Lord, what do you think? You think of Christ. That's when I start thinking of him. And when we hear the Holy Spirit, we think of a thing. We don't think of God there. I pray when we get done with this that we'll look at all three of them as God and give them the respect that they deserve. That's my thought. If you got a song...